NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. This sound is common to any geologist's ear. Working out in the field, be it a desert in the American Southwest, a rock-strewn canyon in Africa, or at some site in a dry valley in Antarctica, a scientist chips away to gather samples in order to peer back into distant times. That same sound may be heard a few decades from now, but at a location unlike anything found here on Earth, 200 million miles away on the planet Mars. NASA's Michael Meyer is the exobiology discipline scientist and manages the space agency's exobiology program. He explains the purpose of his rather exotic-sounding work.
Its goal is to understand the origin, evolution, and distribution of life in the universe. One of the unique roles that NASA plays as far as how life started here is that some of the best evidence is actually located somewhere else. And we need space exploration to determine, or at least have a best guess, how it all started and whether or not it's probable and how common is it in the universe.
Looking for life and understanding its beginnings starts at home, right here on Earth, explains Meyer. But there's a snag. Despite experiments, educated guesswork, and theory, the true origin of life in our part of the solar system remains a mystery.
The reason why we don't have evidence is it happened a long, long time ago. Our earliest evidence of life on Earth is 3.5 billion years ago, and these fossils that have been found are altered, they're difficult to deal with. Certainly, the biochemistry of the microorganisms that were found is completely erased. And because life is so successful now, we don't have evidence of what started it all. It's been replaced. It's been eaten by more successful organisms.
Thanks to past space probes sent to Mars, scientists have pieced together an idea of how the reddish globe evolved over billions of years. From that data, we now know Mars looked quite different than it appears today.
One of the reasons why Mars could be so important for understanding how life began is it had a similar history, early history, similar to Earth, where it had water, had an atmosphere during the same period that life started on Earth. What went on during that period before it lost its atmosphere and became cold and dry could be the first steps, either chemical evolution or actually the first steps of life itself, could be preserved on the planet.
As Meyer sees it, future robotic missions to Mars should provide an even more complete global picture of the planet, from its polar caps, volcanic regions, and dried out lakes and tributaries, to below the Martian surface where suspected layers of permafrost might exist. Even here on Earth, we find that life can exist in some very alien spots, such as microorganisms found in Siberia that have been frozen in the permafrost for over 3 million years and are still alive.
If you can have life preserved for such an extended period of time in permafrost in Siberia, perhaps in permafrost on Mars, there may be life still today, or let's say more likely, whatever was there is still very well preserved, basically put in the deep freeze for all time.
Looking for life in all the right places on Mars. Meyer envisions what it would be like to add the human touch to the red planet and hit biological pay dirt.
You could be doing something as standing by a drilling rig, waiting for rock samples to come up, looking at them and going, well, this doesn't look like chemistry. This could be biology. It would be hard to imagine the level of excitement that I think I would feel if all of a sudden you realize here's something, one, nobody else has seen before. Two, it's life that's not Earth, and it's the only other example in the universe that we have. It would be hard not to have a heart attack. It would be my expectation.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.